So would you describe what these are here? And say your name again.
Lung An was died 1940. He born 1863. Supposedly, the Chinese writing says this town and things that he was born in. As far as I know, he was buried from the Baptist church or from the Baptist minister. Then Dak He died in 1952, and he was born in 1862. And that is the Chinese writing is where he was born and raised. The cement graves are traditional, I guess, for Chinese. I did have them restored, and the old graves had these little metal holes in them. Both graves, where those Eddie Waugh and his wife didn't have them in. So I made the stipulation, I don't know exactly what they're for, but when they redid the top of this one, they had to have the little metal things still there. So basically, it is like it was when they were buried. The other one, Rose Waugh, died first. That was Eddie Waugh's mother. And then Bob Waugh is in the other grave.
I didn't realize she died so quickly after Dak He. It was only five years.
Yeah, they hadn't lived here too long. And then he did remarry. But that woman, as of 5 or 6 years ago, she was still living in California. And I don't know. I do put flowers and memorial stuff on these two. I don't know who did the other ones. They've been on since last year. But the Waugh family has their two graves, so I don't do anything with those.
Would you just start with your name? Just say, I'm Carolyn Meisner, and where we're at?
Mm-hmm. I'm Carolyn Meisenheimer. I'm curator for the Kam Wah Chung Museum. I've worked there going on 25 years. I feel like Dak He and Lung An are old friends. And when the grave started deteriorating, I looked into the cemetery people or asked them who had charge of them. And they said there was nobody had charge. The city did not have charge of them. Nobody was listed as charge. And so we get a lot of Chinese professors and people that want to see the graves, and everybody would come back down to the museum. You're letting them fall apart. And so the people that did the swimming pool one summer were there doing concrete work, and I asked them to come up and give me an estimate what it would cost to do these. And they did, and we had some money left over from earlier days selling T-shirts to keep the museum open. And I conferred with, I had the bank account, but the one person was still living, and I asked her, how about using it for the graves? And so that went to part of it, and then I paid the rest of it, and I have the deed and things to the graves.
So,
I do come up and put flowers memorial-wise. People come up, make pictures, and translate the writing, you know, about it.
So would you tell me just where we're at?
This is South Jeonde. Actually, it's overlooking the whole city of Jeonde. We see Canyon Mountain and Strawberry Mountain, which to me is an ideal place for these two men to be buried. Were here. It's one of the oldest cemeteries.
What's the name of it?
Rest Lawn Cemetery.
So can you say that we're here at?
We're here at Rest Lawn Cemetery, and actually it's in the city limits. I have gotten... I did get connected with Pioneer Cemeteries, and I have the right to make it a Pioneer Cemetery if I work on it. And that would mean maybe having an honorary type of thing, but I haven't done anything with it. These are mostly older people that have mother, father, or somebody, and they're still buried here. You can still be buried here. Actually, the fact that you see north, south, all over, I think maybe was why these men preferred this than to the one up in Canyon City.
Hold on a sec. There's a car coming.
And this whole hill that you see up here with houses and things now, the retirement center, the Adventist church that's down on Main Street, they built their new church up here, and then the city or the people got the Adventist church down there to put on display. And then this land all belonged to the Patterson Ranch. They sold the ranch to real estate people, and the retirement home is on this road. So actually, it's pretty well used. Houses have been built, still being built. As far as I know, this is the only four recognized graves, Chinese, in Grant County.
Where are the other Chinese buried?
Okay, the Chinese were buried, it would be across the highway on the hill over there, up over past the hospital, where the Blue Mountain Mills, up over in that hill somewhere. As far as I know, they were never recognized with stones or anything. When I did get the privilege of going up there with Stan Phillips, who was born, raised here, we tried to locate some kind of markers, but there was nothing up there. Only one maybe indentation that you could tell there had been something, a grave there at one time. I did find pieces of dishes, Chinese dishes. They're same kind of dishes and the brown jars they had. And of course, they were great for putting food on their graves. And I did find fragments of that, and I picked them up. Hopefully I would love to go up there again. But it is private property, it's owned by the mill. My thoughts were I would hopefully, supposedly Lung An was supposed to have kept track of when Chinese died here.
Okay, hold on.
And I don't know if...
Oh, hold on. Okay, can you start from Lung An?
Okay. As far as I can tell, Lung An, I was told, would...
Oh, no.
It's a busy time.
I guess so. Lunchtime,
okay.
Huh?
That's okay. Lung An...
Oh, hold on. It's still... I can still hear it. Okay.
Lung An is supposed to have the records when Chinese died here and were buried. Hopefully when those boxes get in a room and thing, that might be uncovered in those boxes. They always had Chinese come for our two men's funeral, and even Dr. Bob's funeral. Chinese came from Portland and all over for their funeral. Strictly a Chinese funeral. The early day funerals, even when some Chinese died in Prairie City, they would bring them here. And they would have a wagon, and then the Chinese would walk alongside of it and scatter red papers with holes on. Every funeral that the Chinese did, I have been told about the red holes is supposed to keep the devils and things. They say when they used to put the food up on the Chinese cemetery where it supposedly is, the kids would go up and have a feast after it was over with. The Chinese thinking it was the gods that took it. And one of the stories that I've heard was the white man or the cowboy asked the Chinese man, "Do you think that your God really comes up here and eats that food?" And the Chinese man said, "Do your people come up and smell the flowers?" So basically, you know, it's pretty much the history that I know of.
So you said these are the only Chinese, known Chinese graves that are marked in Grant County?
As far as I know, no, Baker has one. Okay. Baker has one grave in there. I would say they're the only ones in Grant County. And like I said, there was one Chinese man up in Canyon City, which was hung for shooting a man or killing a man. And I believe they say his grave is out in the Boot Hill section, not among the grave.
That's really loud.
Yeah, it's a big truck.
You know him?
But basically, I think this was an ideal place for these two men because they lived and enjoyed John Day all their lives, and a lot of people know him. And way up on the hill here, now these houses have only have been built, and the retirement home and the church have only been built in the last 10 years. So this would have been the smallest cemetery that we have. There are smaller ones on private property, but as far as I know, this one is the only one that the Chinese are buried here.
I just think it's sad that there's so many unmarked graves that we don't know how many people are there. And
well, yeah, it is, but you know, there's unmarked graves of people that died and had no relatives to even know they died. And there are 8 unmarked graves here with no record of them. And part of it is when I talk to people about them, they think the fact that there is no record of a name or anything, perhaps they were Chinese. And the one lady, China Jane, she died here. There's a record of her dying. And they seem to think that she is in one of the unknown graves. But there is no way without going. These people could not even be found back in China, you know, to do a historic research on them. But that's the way with some of our people too. We move away from, burial places, and hopefully somebody is taking care of them. But we generally have a piece of paper about it, you know. But as far as I know, like I say, I know I did know the secretary of the Baptist Church. I did ask her if I could look through the book of deaths, and there was no record of Lung On's death in the book. Now, that could have been the Chinese having it done that way. And, of course, Da Ke was considered the priest of the Chinese building down there. Maybe some of the Chinese that came from Portland or other places, there might have been the fact that they had a Chinese funeral. There might have been an American minister doing the thing to make it go in the cemetery or something like that.
Well, thank you. Okay, this is an attempt at ambience. Okay, this is me walking around the gravesite. Okay, this is walking on gravel to the gravesite with a big truck. Take two. On a personal note, I just want to say that it's pretty sad that these are one of the few marked graves in Grant County for Chinese graves. I guess there's one in Baker because somebody was accused of murder and was hung. The other Chinese graves are on a hill on some private property and they're not marked and nobody knows who they are. How many graves are there in this country of Chinese immigrants? How many graves are there of Chinese who came over here that are unmarked? How many Chinese are buried in unmarked graves in this country? Okay, this is going to be the sound of the kitties being fed and getting all excited. Why don't you describe what you're doing?
Putting yeast in the bowls after I've prepared their soft food. And I think they know what's coming.
They're already in here.
Yes. Foodies! 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 You want some foodies? Here you go. Let's see, who's who? Joey? Whoop, whoop. Come on, separation.
Okay, I'll just record the whole thing.
I have to open a new one.
Oh, I should tape. Well, next time we'll videotape it. Starting to circle you. Feeding time with Richard Jensen. They're licking their lips. That refrigerator's too loud. Oh.
Kitties. Kitties.
Give it. Okay, that was fun.